So we're sitting here at Falconer's Folk Festival 2017, nice sunny Sunday afternoon, and I couldn't have thought of a better way to start my Sunday than to listening to a song by this next person who's sitting right next to me, and that's Sawyer Fredericks. Blown away by that song by your showcase last night. Welcome to Falcon Ridge, man. Are you having a good festival?
Yeah, it's been great. I've been really happy to be here.
Yeah. So this is your first Falcon Ridge as a performer?
Yeah. So it's actually the first time I've been to this festival in general.
Yeah. So, you know, I want to talk about your music and stuff, and people know you as, you know, having this fantastic voice. How old are you?
I'm 18 years old.
When did you think that you wanted to do what you're doing now?
I've been singing my entire life. I started playing guitar when I was 11 years old, and I did my first open mic when I was 12.
And it's it's just an amazing, a meteoric rise for you, right?
Oh, yeah.
You want to talk a little bit about it?
Growing up, I was, like, doing farmer's markets, and then... Like, everyone knows me, like, from The Voice, but I actually, like, The Voice scouted me on YouTube from my Farmers Markets performances, and they invited me out to New York City to, like, an executive audition thing, which is, like, after the open call stuff, and I went on the show, basically thought of it as a learning experience, and was really happy to be surrounded by other musicians, kind of like how it is here, and... I kind of just enjoyed the whole experience and then kind of like went through The Voice and stuff, and yeah.
And so now you're sort of like, your music and your stage presence and your, you know, you're just, songwriting has gotten to be a point where it becomes a real centered thing at a concert in an audience like this. Is this sort of like one of the directions you want to go? Is like acoustic singer-songwriter stuff?
I consider my music kind of like a contemporary folk singer-songwriter. So, yeah, I mean, I want to stay true to my music, but I'm also interested in, like, doing other kind of stuff as well. I'm not going to put myself in a box and I can have the whole world.
You know, you're 18, but you're up there, and if I didn't see you or know that your age, you sounded like a seasoned performer that has been through it. But you have sort of. You've sort of been through a circus, haven't you?
Yeah, I've been through a really good boot camp.
So what's next for you? I mean, give me some of your goals. What do you want to accomplish? What do you want to do?
What's next for me is I've been working on my new album, Hide Your Ghost, and I'm really excited to have that out because it is very much so me. And I, like, it's all written and produced by me. I did it all independently, and it's awesome. I'm very excited to be able to put something out that's completely me, and I know that I like it, and I'm happy for people to hear it. Other than that, I mean, I'm touring, and I hope to continue doing performing, and anywhere I can play music, I will.
So do you is it all your own material?
Yep, all of the songs on this new album is written and produced by me.
So, I mean, talk a little bit about your songwriting process. I mean, I think one of the songs that you played on the stage last night might have been a reference to this circus thing that we were talking about. I mean, talk to me about, how do you write a song?
When I write a song, sometimes it's a little difficult because you're not sure, like, what you want to write about, but, like, I get, like, an inspiration, and then it's kind of like a feeling that is exaggerated, and then I imagine stuff, and I come up with a story.
Keep going.
And then I kind of, you know, whenever I'm trying to, like, write, like, a very emotional song, I try to put myself into this scenario that I've come up with, and kind of, like, figure out what I would feel in this scenario, and what, basically, like, once you have the whole story planned out, you just see how you want to tell it.
So where does the melody come in?
Oh, the melody is just like the first part. You're humming, you're playing guitar, it just comes.
Well, you remember the first song you did this morning? What was that?
The first song I did this morning was Broken Home.
But really great stuff, man. And I was talking to people about you and your presence here, and I think that my personal opinion is that you have such talent and you know, you do, and notoriety, and just as a polish and stage presence and a fantastic voice, songwriting skills, that you're bringing a message to a crowd like this, where you're bringing in a new audience, a younger audience. Do you ever feel like you might be representative of that, to folk music or in particular?
I mean, I'm always happy to be able to like support like the like young arts, like trying to get like out there and perform and stuff. And I mean, if people like look up to me like to that kind of stuff, like I started off like doing open mics when I was 12 years old and just started doing farmers markets, and you just kind of enjoy the music and be yourself. And yeah, you're like, when I was younger, like I wasn't doing it like, oh, I want to do this to make money or anything. I was doing it because I was enjoying it.
Yeah.
And like, even like when I was on The Voice, they would like tell you like, hey, what are you going to do when you go home? You don't want to go back to doing farmers markets, do you? And I'm like, actually, I wouldn't mind going back to doing farmers markets. I enjoy them, and it's a community kind of thing, and yeah, you're connected with people.
So, you know, we could wrap it up pretty soon, but tell me a little bit about your experience here at Falcon Ridge. Is this something that, what did you expect coming into this, and did it meet your expectations?
Definitely met my expectations. I probably should have read up a little bit more before I got here, so it was like a very like pleasant surprise how much of like a community it is here. And I'm like surprised that I have never been here before. Like it's really like a beautiful place.
Isn't it though? Just wait till it rains.
It was raining a little bit yesterday. It was nice.
We were talking about the tornadoes thing a few years back, where they had to hold down tents and people were being flown up in the air from holding it down. To tents were people's tents were running around like tumbleweeds. But yeah, that's the real Falcon Ridge.
Yeah, I think that's more just the tornado.
Sawyer Fredericks, man, it's been a blast talking to you. I could edit it here, but I'm just going to put in my own little plug and say that, you know, I'm a songwriter, and I'm going to pitch you a couple of my songs, man.
All right.
Very good to see you, man.
Very good to see you.
We'll see you again, all right?
Thank you.
All right, thank you.